Rebecca Clark was born in Harrow, near London, in 1886 in a music-loving family. Her father, the cruel arbiter of this Victorian-era family, nevertheless encouraged her bent for music, starting her on the violin at the age of 8. She entered the Royal Academy of Music at the age of 17, though her father abruptly removed her 2 years later when her harmony teacher proposed marriage. At age 21, she was the only woman to be accepted into the composition class of the Royal College of Music in London. Her father discontinued financing her studies there after 2 years and threw her out of the house. With £12 in savings, she began a career as a professional violist. She became a sought-after chamber musician and played with some of the leading musicians of the early 20th century, including Casals, Rubinstein, Thibaud, Heifetz, and Myra Hess. She toured the world as a viola soloist as well. In 1944, at the age of 58, Clark married James Friskin, a piano teacher at the Juilliard School of Music, who had been one of her contemporaries at the Royal College of Music. After her marriage, for no apparent reason, Clark stopped composing and performing. She settled in New York City, where she died in 1979. The Viola Sonata of 1919 is among her best-known works. It was composed for a competition at the Berkshire Festival under the auspices of Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge, a perfect piece for Clark to try her hand at composing since she was such an accomplished violist herself. The viola sonatas for the 1919 competition had to be submitted under a pseudonym. As it turned out, the judges were unable to decide between two works, declaring a tie that had to be broken by Mrs. Coolidge herself. The piece she selected proved to be by Ernst Bloch. According to the rules, only the winner would be identified, but the jury insisted on knowing who the runner-up was. They said that the first was the work of a philosopher, the other that of a poet. As Mrs. Coolidge recalled, you should have seen their faces when they saw it was by a woman. Rebecca Clark talks about the effect the response of her viola sonata had upon her career in an interview at her home in 1976 with Robert Sherman of WQXR in New York on the occasion of her 90th birthday.
When I had that one little whiff of success that I've had in my life with the viola sonata, the rumor went around, I hear, that I hadn't written the stuff myself, that somebody had done it for me. And I even got one or two little bits of, I don't know if I've still got them, I doubt it, little bits of press clippings saying that it was impossible, that I wouldn't have written it myself. And the funniest of all was that I had a clipping once which said that I didn't exist. There wasn't any such person as Rebecca. And there wasn't any such person as Rebecca Clark. That it was a pseudonym. Now, these people had got most beautifully mixed. It was a pseudonym for Ernst Bloch. And I thought to myself, what a funny idea. When he writes his very much lesser works, that he should take a pseudonym of a girl that anybody should consider this possible. And the joke was that this was sent to me by a friend from England, I think. I think it came out in an English paper. And I was in Singapore at the time, and I had an extreme feeling of unreality, as if I really didn't exist. I mean, being in a place like Singapore and getting a clipping to say there wasn't such a person as me, was a rather strange experience. Uh-huh. After the viola sonata affair. Because that was really, in a way, my start. I had it made a little bit of a rustle because I was a girl at that time. And I had my picture in the Times and my picture in Vogue and all that sort of thing. I thought I was terribly important.
Now let's hear the viola sonata of Rebecca Clark in a performance by Barbara Westfall, viola, and Jeffrey Swan, piano. At the head of the score, the composer writes an epigraph from the French dramatist Alfred de Musset. Poet, take your lute. The wine of youth is fermenting tonight in the veins of God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.